T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA, a Monday afternoon. There is, as always, a huge amount of discussion about immigration, illegal immigration, border security, reforming the immigration process. And as usual, you have folks staking out positions on different sides that are so unbelievably extreme that they're completely and totally disconnected from reality. You have folks on one side saying everybody who's trying to come to the country is clearly a criminal. Nobody should ever come to the country. You have folks on the other side saying, well, we don't believe in borders. And by the way, ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, we should eliminate the entire agency today. And then somewhere in the middle, I think there are some of us who are rational people saying, whoa, wait a minute now, let's take a look at this a little bit closer. I read a great piece, which you need to read. It's published in The Hill today. It's from our old friend Jimmy Galliano, retired supervisory special agent with the FBI. But there's more, as they used to say about the Ginsu knives. He's got a little more insight on this than we might have known. Jimmy, thank you for being here.
Jeff, thanks for having me back. And again, there you go again with your staking out a centrist position. You understand you've got to retreat to one of the extreme fringes. I don't know how you find that place that's solidly in the middle that says, hey, let's hear both sides and have an adult discussion about it.
Well, speaking of an adult discussion, sir, as I said, there's more. Your up-close personal experience with this really uniquely qualifies you. But since I didn't bother to mention it, maybe you should fill everybody in on this.
Sure. Well, you know, it's kind of interesting because I actually learned a second language very late in life. At the age of 48, I was selected for a deputy legal attaché position with the FBI in our Mexico City office, which is located in the U.S. Embassy in Mexico City, and embarked on a two-year period where absolutely just a thrilling ride to be living and working in Mexico City. I had offices in two other parts of the country, one in Guadalajara and one in Morelos, and just getting the perspective of what it's like south of the border and our relationship with really our closest neighbor and friend, Mexico. So it's given me a unique perspective, I think, on looking at this immigration issue and trying to see it from a number of different positions.
So let's start with your piece in The Hill today, which again, I urge people to read and then read at least a second time, because the headline is Abolish ICE is Leftist Lunacy. But it seems as if this move to abolish ICE is becoming a calling card for members of the Democrats and for many Democrats who up until, what, a year ago were also striking out a somewhat more reasonable position.
Everything seems now, as just pointed out, to be, you know, going toward the extremes, you know, trying to whip up the frenzy of the committed extremists and kind of ignoring the center part of the country. I think it's which between, like, the 10-yard lines, you know, the rest of us, the 80% of us, to kind of try to look at these things smartly. Look, the country's 242 years old, and when we became a nation in 1776, South Georgia was our southern border. I mean, that was our southern border.
Right.
Obviously, the country's expanded. We share a 2,000-mile border between the United States and Mexico. I think five U.S. states border it.
Mm-hmm.
The issue has never been the migrant worker or the family seeking refuge or a better way of life.
Right.
The issue is, from the perspective of an FBI agent that was working down there, our concerns were, you know, are bad state actors from, you know, from Russia or from a, you know, terrorist organization like Al-Qaeda, are they trying to either infiltrate us for counterintelligence purposes or for terror purposes? So again, I think when you argue about the border and you say we've got to have a stronger border, it can't be so porous, people immediately default to the, well, you're anti-immigrant. Look, my family got here in 1905. They came from Sicily, and they went through the process at Ellis Island, and they settled in Birmingham, Alabama. So I am all about how this nation is stronger by the immigrant process. But what the left is doing right now, when I say by the left, I need to call names out. I'm talking about, you know, New York gubernatorial candidate Cynthia Nixon, who's called ICE a terrorist organization.
Yep.
And I'm talking about Kamala Harris and Elizabeth Warren and Cory Booker and folks like that that have actually gone on record. These were once, at least, I'd say moderate, you know, leftist, you know, Democrats
right.
that are saying that ICE needs to be abolished. Now, you got to understand the purpose of ICE, what they investigate, and what their purpose is. They've only been around for 15 years, Jeff, so they're part of the Department of Homeland Security.
Right.
And I think people kind of lose sight of just what their duties and responsibilities are. I mean, yes, they enforce immigration laws. And so if you argue that we need to have a stronger immigration system and we need to do comprehensive immigration reform and all those things, the left has kind of turned that into a dirty word. That means that you're a xenophobe.
Right.
You're a racist, you know, you're a white nationalist or something like that. And it's just, it really, I think, is kind of, it just disabled the ability to have a conversation about this and say, hey, we need strong immigration laws. We need to allow people into our country. We're a nation of immigrants, but we just got to be smarter about it. And we do need to have organizations like ICE that have brave men and women every single day out there enforcing immigration laws and making certain that the people that I spoke about, the folks trying to come in here and steal states, secrets or folks trying to come here for terror purposes, that they don't get in and they don't leak into the system and get in here. So it's disappointing, I think, but I think it's something that you're going to see in the 2020 presidential race, if not sooner, in the run-up to the 2018 midterms.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to see this debate front and center, as you pointed out.
No question about it. Jimmy Galeano is joining us. Jimmy is a retired supervisory special agent with the FBI. He headed up the FBI operations in Mexico for a period of time, intimately familiar with this. You know, Jimmy, it's one of those interesting stories when you have lived and worked, as I did, in California and in Nevada, and you realize that there's populations on both sides of the border, and some of it is fluid, as some folks might say, but you also look back at history. And you look at a guy like Cesar Chavez, who in founding the United Farm Workers was also passionate about making sure that immigration measures were in place because he understood economics. You know, he was not an advocate for illegal immigration to take place, but he wanted a reasonable sort of approach. And again, for those of us who are, I would say, relatively recent arrivals, whether it's the early 1900s or even later than that, we understand the process can be a real pain in the tuchus, as we say in my neighborhood, but you have to follow the process. And now we have ICE agents, and as you point out, a relatively new agency post 9/11. It's not just the border issues. It is the human trafficking. It's the state secrets. And I think, like you, I'm very concerned that we have two sets of screamers on either side of this who are drowning out everybody going, well, you know, maybe we could make this a little bit more efficient.
Jeff, it is so doubly ironic, though, since we're going to drag irony into this, that, you know, for a period of time right now, the left has been lecturing us that any type of criticism of the mistakes of senior executives in government institutions like the Department of Justice or the FBI, any criticism of that is tantamount to heresy. You are trying to, you know, corrosively affect the American public's views of these institutions, and how dare you do that? And then they turn around in the same breath and say, abolish ICE and arrest these people because these men and women that are doing their duties, they're part of a terrorist organization. Now, we've got a complicated history. You know, when you look back, I mean, the United States and Mexico went to war in 1846, and it was over an argument over the Rio Grande and, you know, who crossed first and who fired first, and President Polk at the time kind of exploited that. And yes, the United States subsumed a big portion of Mexico, whether it's parts of California and Arizona and New Mexico in Texas. No doubt about that. But I can speak from experience after living down there. The first of all, Mexico is an amazing country, just a vibrant, beautiful culture and people, to your point about the way it is in California. And then second of all, they've got a love-hate relationship with us. Most Mexicans have either, if they don't have, you know, relatives, you know, direct family members that live in the United States, they've got extended family members here. So they have a very close relationship. They love their neighbor to the north, but obviously we can have that fraternal internecine battles that we can have. I just think we can't let folks, and they're doing it well right now on the left, conflate the issue. This is not anti-immigration. Mm-hmm. This is not, you know, we've got to call things not what they are. They're not illegal aliens. They're undocumented workers, because it's so much more of a benign term when it's not the truth.
Right.
And then we have to address this issue that, yeah, we're far removed from 9/11. I mean, when you think about it, I mean, September 11th, 2001, I mean, we're running up on 17 years away.
Yeah.
And people, the further we get away from things like that, the more people on the left want to convince us that some of the safeguards that were put in place after 9/11 are no longer necessary. And look, you know, eternal vigilance is a requirement in a democracy and in a free society. And if we don't allow the folks that are doing their jobs, whether it's in the FBI or the DEA or ICE or Customs and Border Protection, if we don't allow these people to do their jobs, if we don't believe in those institutions as part of the fabric that keeps us safe, we are going to be in trouble in the future. And that's the part that worries me.
Jimmy, you were in charge of the FBI operations in Mexico for a period of time. I'm curious to know the law enforcement culture in Mexico. They have to be concerned, I would think, about terrorists that are operating perhaps in the north of Mexico trying to get into the United States. I mean, they must have concerns that they might get frustrated and turn their lunacy towards the Mexican people, aren't they?
Well, and you know me, I don't parse words and I don't fence it, but I'll be careful how I say this, because I worked with a number of amazing law enforcement officials at the federal, the state, and the local ends in Mexico City. But a number of the law enforcement officers over there and folks in the Attorney General's office there, who I worked very closely with, said, "Hey, you've got to understand about law enforcement in Mexico. It's one of those situations where you assume corruption until proven otherwise. And part of it has to do with the poverty. Part of it has to do with the fact that Mexico really doesn't have a middle class. They've got the ricos, the very rich, and the pobres, the very, very poor.
Right.
They don't really have a big middle class. Having said that, yes, Mexico is concerned about its sovereign border. Now, people argue, well, the border that they have with Central America, they don't patrol that, and there's no walls down there and this, that, and the other. But we've seen recent history show us that if somebody accidentally crosses into Mexico from the New York side, from California, from Texas, you know, you get put into jail. And then it's a tough issue going through the legal system there to prove your innocence or to prove that it was a mistake. It happened to a Marine while I was there. There's been a number of other high-profile cases of that. People have to understand that we've got to be able to have folks respect our sovereign border and still be emblematic of what the Statue of Liberty stands for. You know, give us your tired, your huddled, your poor masses. And yes, people that are seeking refuge from, you know, whether it's political persecution or religious persecution or just seeking a better life, they should have an opportunity to come here. But Jeff, you said it beautifully a few seconds ago, they've just got to do it the right way. They've just got to do it the right way. Now, we got to get around what we're going to do with 11, 12, 15 million people. I don't know what the latest numbers are for folks that are here illegally right now. We've got to figure out what to do. Maybe there's a way to make them, give them some type of legal status and work towards a bipartisan compromise in Congress and in the Senate and get some type of immigration reform done. But we can't allow those folks to jump to the head of the line over people that you just spoke about that are doing this the appropriate way.
All right, final issue here. Jimmy Galliano joining us, retired supervisory special agent with the FBI for a period of time, was in charge of all FBI operations in Mexico. This attack on law enforcement, as you've pointed out, as we've seen, we've heard now, this leftist attack on ICE officers in particular, What is available to those of us who truly want to support law enforcement, who truly understand that these men and women are out there every single day, whether it's ICE or HSI or, as you said, Customs and Border Protection, the Border Patrol, the FBI, I mean, pick whatever collection of letters you want. They're out there doing the Lord's work. How is it possible for the rest of us to stand on guard and support them?
Yeah, absolutely. And Jeff, it's doing what you do. You know, I say to people all the time, you know, I've coached at the Boys and Girls Club, and people are like, well, you can't save every disadvantaged kid that's in the world. And I say, I'm not trying to. I'm trying to impact and mentor those 12 that call me coach. Now, what are you doing? And, Jeff, you're doing it by talking about this, and your listeners are able to engage, and your listeners are able to think or hear about a subject or hear from folks that might have a different take on something, and it gives them pause to think. You know, the law enforcement and the military, they are a special, special breed, and we're all blessed that they're out there putting themselves on the front line, being that thin blue line in law enforcement or the tip of the spear in the military to keep the rest of us safe. I just want, I think, make sure that people understand that, you know, especially since I'm in the media realm now and I Yeah. see the way that things get hyped, and yes, law enforcement officers make mistakes. Law enforcement officers do bad things. There's no perfect profession where every individual in it, we're going to say, meets the standards that, you know, it stands up to the ethos and does the right thing and follows the mission and acts appropriately. But because it's an infinitesimal amount of folks that do bad things, let's not isolate the few to smear the whole, because those institutions, whether it's ICE officers out there working or FBI agents or police officers, they're out there, they joined for the right reasons. Vast majority of those folks joined because they just want to make a difference. Understand that going in, and hopefully folks will look at this and hopefully this will be a passing fad. This abolish ICE, just this lunacy, and that's what it is, will be a passing fad, and in a couple of months we'll forget that even we had this conversation at all.
It sounds good. Jimmy, as always, a pleasure to have you here. Thank you, my friend.
Jeff, thanks for having me.
All right, that is Jimmy Galliano. A great piece in today's edition of The Hill, Abolish ICE is Leftist Lunacy. I'm telling you, regardless of which side of that issue you think you're on, you need to read Jimmy's article. It is written from the heart. It's written with a perspective that, frankly, I've never seen before. You're going to love it, and we always love having Jimmy Galliano on with us. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.